Telling me there's not one condo available in all of Del Boca Vista? In all of Del Boca Vista?
That's right.
Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
There it is.
That's the sound you like to hear. Well,
yeah.
Welcome again to another Beers with the Brewers. This is the July 1st episode, starting a new month. Starting it off with Del Boca Vista Coconut Vanilla Cream Ale. I'm Mark Richards. Also joining on the podcast this week, we have Dan Schaefer.
Oh, boy.
And Tony Cipriani.
How we doing?
Good, good. Enjoying this coconutty vanilla cream ale. It's good.
It is good.
It's hot, and it is good.
Oh, yeah. Coconut, vanilla, light, and refreshing.
It really is. I got to be honest. It's very good.
Well, Tony, you had some apprehension because you said you're not that big of a coconut fan.
Yeah. I would say that when we did the pilot batch, it was good. I got too much coconut. I was a little on the fence, but the bigger batch, I feel like, turned out quite nice. And I don't know if it's a lot different to you guys, but to me, I feel like it's hitting a nice spot for me right now.
Good. Well, taco and chili pairings this week. We've got a Tres Leches coconut and chocolate fudge ice cream taco with banana peanut butter salsa from halfbakedharvest.com.
Wow, digging deep for that.
Jeez.
I like that.
For chili this week, just a bowl of ice cream because, you know, it's coming up on the 4th of July and they don't say hotter than the 4th of July without reason.
We're about to have, what, 9 or 10 days straight of 90 degree weather?
Yeah, Dan just told me 94 on the 4th of July.
Ooh, that's hot.
Paris Hilton would say the same.
it's a good 15-year-old reference.
Right. Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah.
Her and Lionel Richie's daughter? Yeah. Yeah.
They probably listen to the show. I think they probably listen to the podcast.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what will be yesterday on the release of this podcast, but the first of the movie series on the big screen, the Jumbotron at Land Grant.
Very exciting.
Yeah, Jurassic Park. So since that's happening on the day of recording, we record this on Wednesdays. Be curious how that goes, but sold out. And then I hear there's music tomorrow.
Yeah, we have Wolves Not Men performing in the beer garden.
Wolves Not Men.
Hmm. From 6 to 8 o'clock, we'll have them in the beer garden playing.
Oh, cool. What kind of music set?
Okay, now you're asking too many questions. I'm not sure.
All right, fair enough. Wolves Not Men tonight in the beer garden. So we got a few promos going on, food delivery, carry out, and other.
Yeah, so I think it's a great weekend to, it's going to be so hot. Why would you want to leave your house? So let the guys and gals of Land Grant bring you some beer and also a little cookout kit. So for Memorial Day, we did this and we're going to do it again for 4th of July. But we have Falter's Fine Meats. We have their sausage links and their hot dogs. And then to pair with those, we have Audino's Italian Bakery. We have their buns. So you can basically get your whole cookout supplied by Land Grant Brewing. You can either come down and pick it up at the tap room. You can order it online for delivery or order it online and come pick it up. So that's pretty exciting, I think. If I can have beer and meat delivered, I think it's a pretty good weekend. So, yeah, definitely take advantage of that. It went really well last time, so I feel like I think people should and will take advantage. Also, if you had pre-ordered one of our 2020 Pride All Welcome t-shirts. Those are available for pickup, and they will also be shipping out this week. So if you want it delivered to your house, those are getting shipped out this week. And if you want to come pick it up, you can come pick that up now.
I dropped a few off on the way home today.
Nice. And the last thing we have are our good friends over at Life in Columbus. Their Instagram page, we're going to do a little giveaway with them. So they're going to be posting that later today. And you can enter for a chance to win a $25 gift card to come down to the brewery and use it for pretty much whatever you want, merch or beer or pretty much anything. So we'll have that going on as well. So look for that this weekend.
Cool. All right.
Real cool, Mark.
Real cool. Well, back to the Del Boca Vista Coconut Vanilla Cream Ale. You could use your gift card on that.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
So 5.3% ABV, 14 IBUs, Mount Hood and Tet Nang hops, just a pinch. You might catch it just a little bit under there, underneath all the coconut vanilla, Swain pills, and flake corn. The idea for this came from a book that my wife got me for Christmas called The Flavor Matrix, and it pairs foods and flavors based on the amount of shared chemical compounds they have in common. So it's a really cool book. You should take a look at it. But one of the less unusual pairings was corn, coconut, and vanilla. And cream ales don't always, but sometimes have a bit of corn to lighten their body. So I thought that would make a really nice pairing. So that is the beer that we have here. We've got a really clean and delicious cream ale with a bunch of desiccated coconut. So desiccated is means it was brought up to high heat for a very short amount of time. And that kind of drives off some of the oils and dries it out. And for our purposes, effectively pasteurizes it, which is cool. And then just a little bit of toasted coconut. So toasted coconut is cool for darker beers. But I didn't want this to be overly nutty in the way that toasted coconut can be. I wanted more of the kind of tropical that you get from straight coconut. So I think it was like 3-1 desiccated to just toasted. It turned out really well. I admit, when the pilot came out, I crushed a few of those, or smushed, as I'm prone to say. I think with the big batch, because we put it through our hop pump, which I was terrified wouldn't work. I thought I would gunk up the thing with coconut flakes. But I think it got more flavor out of it. Definitely more vanilla, but it's kind of hard to tell where those flavors start and where they end. Now that it is consistently, relentlessly hot, I really like having this beer around. It is a light beer, but it has a ton of flavor. And I really like the way the bready corn plays off the coconut and the vanilla. And it tastes like a beer, most importantly to me, just from a philosophical perspective. It doesn't. You know, there's coconut and there's vanilla, but there's still beer there.
Yeah. It's really refreshing, and man, I'm a sucker for coconut. It really does have a nice, it's got a nice profile. Vanilla, smooth.
Yeah, I will warn people, because coconut does have a bit of fat. We did get the coconut. So obviously, toasting drags off some of that, but we got, with the desiccated, the lowest fat percentage that you can have. But still, there is a little bit of a slick on the top of it, and you'll see it sticking to the sides of your glass as you drink it as it goes down. But it doesn't bother me too much.
Doesn't bother me a bit in the glass, which, of course, mine's empty by now. It does just smell amazing. The inside of the glass smells great, empty. It longs for beer, though.
It does.
You got to get another one.
It's beery destiny.
Yeah. Well, I guess we got to do the How Crushable part.
I guess we have to.
It is a staple of the show. How Crushable is
it? Quarantine edition.
I am a solid 6, bar none. Gentlemen.
Don't don't jump in all at once.
I know. Dan, you and I are great today.
Yeah. Well, usually I just kind of hide in the background and shake my head as first roll and mark the other things. But, yeah, no, I'm a six on this. I really like this beer. I like how it turned out. I like everything except for poor Justin back in the brewery today cleaning the coconut out of the drains. Apart from that, this is this turned out perfectly for me. I really like it.
Well, because I can't do 3 sixes in a row, I just feel like that's not good. I'm going to go with a five.
You're just trying to break up our sixes.
Yeah, you guys did 2 sixes. So if I said six, that's 3 sixes.
So that's 5 1/3.
Yeah, there you go. I don't think you're getting it, but okay. That's fine.
5 2/3, actually.
There you go.
We don't have Adam here with his abacus figured out. All right, what else?
Suggested food pairings from Ray Ray's.
Oh.
Sadly. I wouldn't know, not sadly, but I think the standard suggestion is appropriate this time. Jerk is clearly the appropriate choice here.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like it.
I think that coconut and that fat would be really nice to put the fire out.
Yeah, I think so too.
I still can't believe that we haven't talked about the design.
I wanted to mention that. This is an awesome can.
Yeah.
It is pretty good. Got Frank and Estelle on the shuffleboard court.
Or two people who might resemble them strongly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uninvited, too. Completely uninvited.
Of all of the... how many Seinfeld reference beers have we done now?
We've got a handful for sure.
This is definitely my favorite, both in beer form and can form and the actual name. It's a perfect Seinfeld synergy coming together.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Gotten some requests on social media. We haven't made any of the posters lately. And some of the other beers that we've done, I feel like our creative team of Walt and Bonnie have just been killing it with all these labels, and they always do, but I feel like recently it's been really good. I've gotten a couple people asked if we have these posters. Sadly, we don't, but I'm gonna have to talk to Walt and see maybe if we can get a small run of these ones made, because I feel like people want to put these up in their house, especially those Seinfeld fans.
Yeah, I'd put one up. I think it's great. You could get a six pack and make a collage of your own.
That's one way to do it, a little DIY.
That's right, peel the label off. Walt's on vacation this week. I hope he took some Del Boca Vista with him.
I bet he did.
Also, I would recommend drinking one of these and watching the 2 minutes of outtakes of Jerry Stiller trying to say Del Boca Vista. Which is just a joy, just a joy.
Yep, sad to not have him around to entertain us anymore, but... he definitely laid a body of work out there that we can still take in.
Cheers to Jerry.
Cheers.
Cheers to Jerry. Well, next week on Beers with the Brewers, Experimental 2.0, a new iteration of our experimental series of IPAs that Dan's been fine-tuning.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, you guys got anything else?
No.
All right.
I exhausted on my witty repartee. That's all I got.
That's all he's got. All right. Well, hey, everybody out there in podcast land, have a great week. And make sure to tip your bartenders.
Cheers.
Peace out.
Out.
Hello?
This is Frank Costanza.
What do you want?
You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. We're going to be in a pool. We're going to be in a clubhouse. We're going to be all over that shuffleboard court. And I dare you to keep me out!